Now, the projection room at the Theater of the Canadian Museum of Civilization is awfully crowded these days. It is stacked full of metal tins, and those tins each contain a film reel, and those reels are in a format that's rarely screened anymore. This weekend, the Lost Dominion Screening Collective holds a 70mm film festival at the museum. They'll be screening some of the great epics, as well as some titles you've probably never seen or heard of, and it's all on 70mm. It all starts tomorrow. It runs until Sunday. Paul Gordon is one of the programmers and the co-founder of the festival. He's here this afternoon. Hello, Paul. So what's so special about 70mm film?
Well, it's a format that's not screened anymore, and it's a format of really high resolution, you know, basically almost four times the resolution of what you'd normally see in a cinema. So it's really punchy, really sharp, very vibrant, and it's a format that was used for the big epic roadshow type films in the 60s and 70s.
If a know-nothing guy like me walks into the theater, will I notice that I'm seeing something brighter and richer than what I saw last time?
I think you will. And I think you'll notice that the sound's a little different too, the way it's mixed and just the way it sounds, a little warmer. It's on magnetic soundtracks.
Wow. Okay. And where did the gear come to play all this material back? Where did it come from?
Well, the theater was actually designed for 70mm and originally opened. So it ran a 3D 70mm film called Shooting Star back when it opened in 89. Okay.
And when was the last time 70mm films screened in Ottawa?
Probably the mid-90s. The Somerset Cinema, the Elgin, there was a lot of cinemas that were still showing 70mm until about 94, 95, and then most of them shut down.
Okay. So give me a sense of what people will be seeing, the actual content. That's the channel. What's the content?
We've got some big classics, films that just don't work on the small screen or on your television. Even if you got a 50-inch television, it's just not the same.
Not enough.
We've got Lawrence of Arabia. We've got Spartacus. We've got Vertigo. And then we've got a lot of Canadian short films that probably no one's ever seen, but they're originally projected in 70mm back in Expo 67 and 70.
Okay. So thank you for that, Paul. Now, in the studio this afternoon, too, is the person who's making it possible to show some of these big epics on the screen this weekend. Robert Harris is a film conservator who's in town for the festival. Robert Harris, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
What connection do you have with these movies, the movies that are in Ottawa now?
I restored them.
You restored them. What does that mean?
Well, each of the three films, Lawrence of Arabia, Spartacus, and Vertigo, could no longer be printed for a myriad of reasons. Lawrence and Spartacus had been cut, Lawrence for time, Spartacus for censorship, back when they first came out. Vertigo was faded and could no longer be printed. It was originally shot in a format called VistaVision, and we actually took it up to 70mm to make it easier to screen. And I restored them. My partner in restoration and crime is a fellow named Jim Katz. Jim Payton was my partner on Lawrence of Arabia. And
what's restoring a film mean? I mean, I know what restoring a Mustang means, but what are you working with digital equipment?
Well, we try and find the perfect candy apple red.
Yeah.
we work with digital and analog. All three of these were done analog. It was pre-digital. And generally what we'll do is take over the original negative or what's left of it and all extant materials, interpositives, dupe negatives, black and white separation masters, prints, you name it. And from those elements, we create a new printing negative, which is a new preservation element. And it actually took us, David Lean used to joke that it took him 16 months to create Lawrence of Arabia. It took us 26 to put it back together again.
That's funny. Is it worth it? I mean, that's the question. The flyers that appear in my newspaper tell me that the only movies that matter are the ones that are on Blu-ray.
Oh,
why go backwards like
goodness.
This?
And these are films that they'll be wonderful to have on Blu-ray, but they'd be kind of akin to having a paperback book. Let me put it this way. Roger Ebert, who's a film critic who I adore, referred to Lawrence of Arabia this way. He said that when you ask someone who had just seen Lawrence of Arabia what they thought, they generally can't tell you. They just get this look in their eye, and they're seeing it again because it's not going to the movies. It's an event, and it's very, very special.
is it? I mean, is it backbreaking work restoring a film? I mean, is it frame by frame?
It is. Well, it used to be shot by shot. Now it's frame by frame with digital. I had hair before I made these.
For those of you who can't see Mr. Harris,
follically challenged.
It's thinning. Yeah, but it's rewarding work.
It's what I choose to do. I've produced, and I actually prefer doing this. I love films from a certain era. Originally, I wanted my son to be able to see them, and he's now seen them. But I think that people should continuously be able to experience these films. And you only get to see a film for the first time once. And if it is Lawrence or Spartacus or Ben-Hur or Patton or any of these huge epics, which are event films, you should see them for the first time in 70 millimeter. And what's really incredible is that Paul has put together this festival. I don't know why he decided to do it.
Let's ask him, Paul. I mean, let me ask the question I want to know. I was looking through some of my background notes about all the films that are up, and I mean, I'm sure Lawrence of Arabia, no question about it. It's one of the top three films ever made, probably. But Baraka, you're going to screen Baraka, which is an amazing film that no one has ever heard of, but I have a copy of it. I mean, it's a fantastic film. But what's your favorite?
I really like Baraka, actually. Yeah. That would be one of the tops.
Good answer.
But I also like Lawrence. No, it's a different film. The thing that's special about Baraka was one of the last films to still be shot in that large format because it was done in 92. So it's a more recent film shot in 65 millimeter, which is when you print it, it's 70 millimeter, and that's what's shown on the screen.
Can we call it a poetic picture of humanity around the world? It's a non-dialogue doc of a kind.
And I think that's why it works really well. It'll work regardless of the language you speak, right?
It's a gorgeous film, and it has just been preserved.
You had to do the same?
No, actually, Chris Reyna, who's a dear friend, did that at PhotoCam in Los Angeles, and they did magnificent work on it.
But you've kind of – you're not jumping out of your seat to talk about this film. What's the best thing on the screen this weekend for you?
For me, Lawrence of Arabia.
Why?
I think it's the best film ever made.
Is it?
Yes.
What are people going to see when they're sitting in those seats? I mean, we're priming them a bit here to notice the richness of the colors and the warmth of the sound. But what will they see?
Well, for example, you can take a 35 millimeter print of Lawrence and run it on a 50 or 60 foot screen. And there are scenes that were designed by David Lean and Freddie Young with great specificity to be extra, extra, extra long shots. Tiny camels going across the far distant desert with mountains in the background. In 35 millimeter, you kind of see a ridge-like boa constrictor or possibly something akin to the Lithuanian flag. In 70 millimeter, you can see the camels, you can see the sand, you can see everything. And it's an extraordinary mechanism.
What do you do after this weekend, Robert Harris?
I try and find my way back to New York. I have no sense of direction. I have nav and I got here.
Good.
But trying to put together a new production.
Okay. I mean, will a festival like this, I mean, seed the cloud in a way? Will people turn back to these cameras or could we ever go in the way musicians want to record on vinyl now, strangely? I mean, will people want to shoot in 70 mil?
I don't think so. People will shoot on 65 millimeter. They will shoot on IMAX, and it will then be scanned to digital. For example, Batman Begins or the Dark Knight had 70 millimeter footage in it, and there are DPs that do that for a specific effect. But because of the cost, because theatrical screenings, the ability to screen things theatrically, is really dropping measurably. To get a good image on the screen, people will see things this weekend at the Collective that they're not going to see going to their local movie theater.
Paul, are the household lights in Gatineau going to flicker this weekend? I mean, does the bulb that powers that film, does it draw a lot of juice? Or tell me if it just...
It's a fair amount of juice. I think, you know, it's actually two projectors running at about 4,000 watts each. And
wow.
The reels change over every 20 minutes. So the projectionist actually has to do a lot of work for this weekend. So I hope he's cut out for it.
But, do some arm curls before it all gets going. Gentlemen, it's been nice to talk to you this afternoon. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
Both of you.
Thank you.
Paul Gordon, one of the co-founders of the Lost Dominion 70mm Film Festival. Robert Harris is a film conservator. Tickets to this festival can be purchased in advance at the museum's box office or on the day of at the museum across the hall from the IMAX Theater. And for more information about the festival itself, lostdominion.blogspot.com.